It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I always forget.
Football Sunday. So good to me.
That time I wanted it to continue. Every once in a while it hits and I'm like, that's not terrible. And then other times it's like, turn this thing off. All right. Picks for an NFL Week 11. Last week, I went 2-3. I know that. So that puts me at 25-24. Still one game over 500. Fleas, what did you do last week?
3-2.
3-2. So that puts you at 22-27. And Marco said he went 4-1.
I think
he did.
I was going to say, I wasn't sure.
21-27-1. Okay. Oof. All right. Hey.
Oof. Still climbing out of that hole.
Every journey. And me and Fleegs, despite my hedging aside,
both of
us hit the take a chance parlay.
Half a point.
Pittsburgh Cardinals Saints.
Half a point.
I like it. All right, well, you went 4-1 last week. We typically do it that way. Go ahead. You started up there, big boy.
All right, well, I'll take the one game that didn't work on my take a chance. Mm-hmm. I had the Texans, who laid that egg. If they would have won that game, I would have won the take a chance on top of it, too. But I think Houston's a little annoyed from that. And I think going to Dallas, where they like in the in-state, if you will, and the fact that the Cowboys are just a flat-out mess. I mean, with the Micah Parsons, the Mike McCarthy, Cooper Rush, and Trey Lance, and Jerry Jones, they don't even know what's going on with the sun. Like, it's just a disaster in Dallas. And I think the Texans are a little bit annoyed coming off that game. So I could see them getting refocused, and I could see them taking out a little frustration on Dallas. You're laying 7.5 on the road, which is always dangerous. But I do think that the Cowboys have not only kind of hit into the tank, but I think they want to spiral out of control, if that makes sense. I think they're kind of giving up on everybody, including their coaches and each other. So give me the Texans laying the 7.5 on the road. Vikings, same thing. They looked awful last week. They got a win, but they looked awful. Are they showing some signs of, hey, this team may not be as good as maybe they showed in the beginning part of the season? Possibly. And they're on the road, laying points, all dangerous things, but they're playing the Titans. And I'm sorry, the Tennessee's a mess. They're just a flat-out mess.
And so, their quarterback is an issue.
Yeah, that's a total disaster.
I mean, against one of the more heavy-blitzing defenses in the league, but against the guy who's brutal against the blitz.
And again, you're laying points on the road. All dangerous things.
Yeah.
It's 5.5, though. It's not 14. Give me the Vikings laying the 5.5 against the Titans on the road. The third one is the game that we're all kind of looking forward to. There's a couple games we're looking forward to, but this is the one because it's been going on for a while. Not the Ravens Steelers. We'll get to that later. But the Bills and the Chiefs.
Tease and picks. Look at you.
This is something that's important for more the Bills than it is the Chiefs. The Chiefs want to keep the dominance. They want to stay undefeated, I'm sure. But the Bills need to prove a point to themselves, which unfortunately doesn't really get proven, because even if you win this game at home, which I expect them to do, and I'm going to lay the 2.5 with the Bills, does it really make you feel better going into the playoffs if they face Kansas City and have to take them up? No. But I do think it's more important for the Bills, and I think Kansas City's been walking that tightrope all season. They're due to lay an egg, and that doesn't mean they're going to get blown out by 21, but I could see the Bills being a dominant home team, the crowd, and I could see Kansas City in the third quarter being like, look, we're good. It's okay. It's not a big deal if we lose this game, and I think they're confident in themselves. So I like the Bills. Not even laying a field goal. 2.5 at home with Buffalo.
Gotcha.
The Jets are a mess. The Jets are a flat-out mess.
Yeah,
and I feel like I've picked them each and every week.
I know.
Looking for that turnaround. I don't know if it was hope. I don't know if it was true belief. I don't know what it was. And going back to Anthony Richardson makes me think that the Colts will be able to run wild on the Jets, because everybody has run wild on the Jets. But that logic is making me now take the Jets, laying the 3.5 at home. Because I feel like
they're a roller coaster of emotion.
Point to take the Colts.
Yeah.
Which is making me go the other way and take the Jets.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm looking at. Again, I feel like every week I'm trying to figure out what to do with the Jets.
Yeah.
And every time I feel good about them and I take them, they lose.
Yeah.
Every time I'm like, nah, there's no way. And then all of a sudden they have a good game.
You're like Gordon Ramsay right now. Like every time like one of the contestants steps up to like the, it's like that dish was deliciously awful. Get out of my face. Like, that's exactly what's going on right now.
Mike Tyson has taught us we're all going to die and we're going to be dust. So I'm going to give it a shot, and I'm going to take the Jets laying the 3.5 against the Colts.
Okay. There's your four picks. All right, Fleeks.
All right, game number one. I know it's a big number, but we saw them come back on Sunday night. And I also saw Mac Jones and that Jaguars offense not be able to score, barely move the ball. They're horrible going into Detroit. I mean, this could be 18.5. And I mean, the Lions... Yeah. Win games, and they usually cover. I know they didn't last week, but if what it takes for them to cover is Jared Goff throwing 5 picks and spotting a good team an 18-point lead, then I'll feel good taking them at home against a terrible football team that might be quitting on their coach and this season. Game number two, the Dolphins coming back home, laying a touchdown against the Raiders. I think the Raiders have been awful. I've been picking against them most of the year. The Dolphins, that was a good win on Monday night. They're still playing for a season. You know, we've talked all about the Jets and how, hey, the math kind of still works out for them. Dolphins sitting there at 3-6. All that stuff that was there for the Jets before they embarrassed themselves, that's on the table for the Dolphins. Two is healthy. The defense looked really good against a tough Rams team that had its weapons. So coming home against an awful team, give me the Dolphins. And the third game, I mean, look, we saw the Niners already beat up on the Seahawks in Seattle earlier this year. They've owned them for a few years. New coach for Seattle. Doesn't matter. Kyle Shanahan knows how to beat this Seahawks team. And the best injured player from that game a few weeks ago, who's now healthy, is on the Niners side. It's Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
And I know we got burned by them last week. They did not cover that game against the Bucs. If Jake Moody could hit a field goal,
I know,
or if they could finish in the red zone, we would have won that game. So that was, it was a cover for the Bucs, but the Niners were much closer on paper to blowing the Bucs out than you would have thought. I think that does happen for them this week. They're at home, staying home. You know, it's a short week, but they're staying. They didn't have to travel at all. Seahawks obviously do, and they've, again, they've owned them in this matchup and beat them by double digits early this year. So right. Niners minus the 6.5, and I was prepared early in the week. If Flacco was starting, I would be picking the Jets here because it's typical Jets. Now the season doesn't matter. Everybody can say they're, you know, still playing for something. They're not. It's over. This would be the kind of game where they win, and it's more frustrating than satisfying. But what would be more embarrassing for where the Jets are than to lose to Anthony Richardson, a guy who can't throw the football? Now, we saw Russell Wilson in his first start for the Steelers. His only play was heave the ball deep and hope one of his receivers make a play. They did that. The Jets already got burned by that. Now you're facing a team that has that, plus Jonathan Taylor. I'm going to take the Colts. Maybe the Jets still win this game, but if they do, it'll be ugly, and the Colts will cover the 3.5.
All right. My first two games, I'm going to go with two of my favorite plays. These are just standard playing by the numbers and coaching staff. I'm taking the Steelers +3 at home against the Ravens. This is a Mike Tomlin spot for me. There's two teams that are very comfortable with themselves. You got Kyle Hamilton out for arguably the best safety in the game right now, out for the Ravens. They love to go deep. That's what the Steelers want to do. They want to run the ball a little bit, get those safeties to come up and go, and Russell Wilson throw the ball deep. You saw the game-winning touchdown to Mike Williams. That's how they like to play. These two teams know each other so well. This coach is so good at home getting 3 points. I'm going to wait and see because it's been 3 or 4. For this purpose, it's 3. But I'm going to wait until Sunday. I'm hoping I can get the hook by Sunday because it's been at 3.5 for at times this week, and I still think there's a chance it gets there. But I'm going to take the Steelers +3, and then I'm going to take Kansas City as a dog. Plain and simple. I'm taking Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City as a dog. I agree, in Buffalo, if not now, when? But I've said that countless times. And yeah, they won the game at different times, but never when it matters. And this, you could see the way the Kansas City team reacted when they won against Denver. I honestly think that the only thing left for this Kansas City team to do is to go undefeated. And I think it actually means something to them. And I think right now, they find ways to win. Hopkins is going to get more involved in this offense. They're going to find a way to win this game in Buffalo. They always do. I just, flat out, Steelers +3 at home. Kansas City is a dog anywhere, anytime. So give me Kansas City +2.5. And then I'm going to go Cincinnati +1.5 at the Chargers. I just think the Chargers are due for a bad performance defensively. And I just think this Cincy team on, you know, death's door after another disappointing close game loss. I just have a feeling the Cincinnati team is going to put up a bunch of points. I think Burrow is playing. If they were winning, Burrow would be in the conversation for MVP in this league right now. I think he's done an amazing job, having a great year. I think Cincinnati is going to put up points. So I'm getting them at +1.5. I'm getting them as a dog here. I know the defense is bad. They've been able to, they're susceptible to the run. Dobbins been running the football good. Obviously, Harbaugh, excellent head coach, has transformed this team. Quarterback playing a little bit better. But I just think Burrow right now in this offense is dynamic, coming off a brutal loss. And the idea that they desperately need this win to keep their hopes alive. I'm going to take Cincinnati +1.5. And then the same thing, Fleegs, I was with you too. Anthony Richards scares me. I know, listen, they can run the football, obviously, with Taylor. Even some of their wide receivers, they get down the field. And they have, like, I think Alec Pierce is, like, one of the top yards per catch wide receiver in the game so far this year, even though it's not a lot of receptions. He gets down the field. They have a lot of deep threats here. He's been inaccurate, but they still make plays down the field with Flacco, with Richardson. Plus, he adds the element of running, and you saw Kyler Murray rush for a couple touchdowns. I think it's an element of this that an offense that can give the Jets fits. And I'm tired of picking them, quite frankly. I've been picking the Jets and losing with them. It's the hook. Give me the Colts +3.5. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go.
The voices are the rhythm. Do you get that? Vote!
When the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Yes. All right, time for the Take a Chance parlay, as we said. Now, Fleegelman has 2 Take a Chance parlay hits. I have 1, and Marco has 1. That's right, the voices are the rhythm. Voices. Well, the voices are the instruments, but they're the rhythm. They would keep the song going. They're the bass line. They're the rhythm. They're the drums. Take a chance. Just respect it. That's all. You don't have to love it. All right. Here we go. let's Fleegelman start it, because Fleegelman's up 2-1-1. Me and you each have 1 hit. Fleegelman has 2. So, again, take a chance parlay, please.
All right. Well, my 1 underdog in my regular picks, I'm putting the Colts here because fading the Jets seems to work. Everything you said about the Bengals, I'm kind of in lockstep with. If we were doing a 5th pick, that would have been mine.
Yeah,
we're sleeping on how great Joe Burrow and that offense has been because of how bad the defense is.
Yeah.
But this isn't the Ravens they're facing. The Chargers offense is solid, but I don't know if it can take advantage of a weak Bengals defense the way some other teams have, like the Commanders were able to. And I think the Bengals are a desperate team. They need to stay in this playoff race. They also are on extended rest. So even though the game is in L.A., and you're probably getting more Bengals fans than Chargers fans anyway,
right,
I think the Bengals find a way to win that one. And then I worry, I would lean more towards you, where the Chiefs, I do get the feeling they want to win this game, even though maybe the Bills want to win it slightly more because of all of the times they've been, you know,
absolutely
at the wrong end of the stick with the Chiefs. But the Chiefs do kind of seem like a team on a mission. Maybe, if anything, if it got away from them last week, it snapped back into focus when that kick was blocked and they won that game. And then how do you just not, I mean, it's Mahomes as an underdog. How do you have to include it. So at some point, if you're betting any NFL action this Sunday, you have to involve the Chiefs getting 2.5 points. It's Mahomes as an underdog.
Yeah, I'm with you.
This
all right,
is
that all three?
Is that where I'm going?
I thought that was the only game you were talking about. The Colts, and then what was the other one? I missed the other. I thought another game was coming from Fleegs. That's my fault.
Well, the Bengals.
Oh, the Bengals, right.
I thought you were still singing ABBA.
In my head, I was. Cincy, Colts,
You responded Chiefs. To it on air.
No, you're right.
It's like a minute ago.
No, you're right. I completely lost it. Go ahead.
All right, look, I'm with you with the Bengals, so congratulations to the Chargers, who have now won on Sunday, obviously, because yes. Give me Cincinnati with all the things that you guys have talked about.
Right.
I'm a little disappointed in you. I'm going to say this for you, Mac. I'm very disappointed.
Okay.
I was waiting,
yeah. And
I was almost setting you up, even in the picks. How the hell the words Mike Tomlin as a home dog did not come out of your mouth? You danced around it, but you always, every time this, you danced. You had it. You're the Steelers, this is a Mike Tomlin game, the home dog. You never put it in line, okay. And I'm disappointed in you. Because every time the Steelers are at home,
yeah.
automatically, if they're yes. an underdog,
yes.
Mike Tomlin as a home dog,
yes.
have to take it.
I did. I didn't put the words in the exact order.
You didn't hear it.
I
didn't get it.
But I did it.
That's not, no. I knew you were going to do it. I wanted to hear it.
And that's what Mike Tomlin's spot means.
That's what Mike Tomlin, it's a Mike Tomlin spot.
That's
home dog.
No. No. Those are the words. You put them in order every single time the Steelers are a home dog, and I didn't get it.
Right.
And I'm a little disappointed. And now congratulations to the Ravens, because I'm going to take the Steelers and might take a chance.
Okay.
The other one that I'm going to take, look, the Falcons, I feel like are going to bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
I also think the fact that the Broncos put everything into that game against yep. the Chiefs, and they're not that good. That's a lot of it, too. I do feel like the Broncos have a letdown. The Falcons have a game where you go, how the hell did you lose to the Saints and then turn around and go on the road and beat the Broncos? It's only a point and a half as well, which has got nothing to do with take a chance. But
right.
So give me the Steelers, the Bengals, and the Falcons, and a disappointed Belletti in McMonagle.
Yeah, I don't know why. I did exactly what you expected of me. I did exactly what you're talking about.
You're easy to read, and I wanted the words.
I'm not easy to read. No, I've literally said I will always bet Mike Tomlin as a home dog. It's not easy to read.
No.
That's me projecting what I'm going
to
do.
Wanted to hear the words.
Okay.
You say it all the time.
Right.
You didn't deliver. I'm disappointed.
I said it's a Tomlin spot. All right, whatever. You're being silly now.
It's a little nitpicky because you did pick the game and you gave the exact same reasoning.
I mentioned the coach. I said it's not even about that. I said it's a number. It's spots that I always take. Kansas City is a dog and Steelers is a home dog. Those are two spots I always take.
Left me flat.
Okay. Listen, I can't always be be the guy I want to be. So I'm sorry for it. I apologize. I should have said it. Next time, I'll make sure. Mike Tomlin, let me just write. How do exactly did you want me to put it?
Mike Tomlin
Mike
as a home dog.
Tomlin as a home dog. Okay.
Again, you say it all the time. You should
I
know
do.
What it is.
Okay.
Right. You should know what it is.
All right. We'll go quickly through mine because I agree. I'm going to take Cincinnati. I'm going to take Kansas City. I'm going to throw Cleveland in there just because I think the Saints stink. And I kind of want to see Cleveland win. They got a boost from just having the coach fired, but I ultimately hate Carr. I hate that team. I don't know what it is. Mainly because of years of picking them, thinking that they were going to have this great year, including last year, and ultimately they just stink. They continue to stink. Give me the Browns plus 1.5 on the road at New Orleans. Thank you, Marco.
Disappointed.
I don't know what to tell you. I said it.
Just remember.
But why?
We're all
going to
die.
Disappoint you? Yes, that's true.
And we're going to be dust.
And listen,
remember
if I'm going to die, I'm going to be doing it, taking Mike Tomlin as a home dog. If that's how I got to go, that's how I got to go.
Disappointed.
Mike Tomlin is a home dog. Kansas City is a dog anywhere. That's it. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.